Hello, my name is Rod. I'm returning your call from customer support. How may I help you today?
I had some charges put on my bank account that I had questions about. I don't know what they're for.
Okay, sir, can I start off by getting your zip code followed by your name so I can pull up the account?
72106.
72
Robert.
72106.
Yeah.
And sir, what's your first name?
Robert.
Robert. And your last name is Jackson?
Johnson.
Okay, sir, can you please hold on for one moment as your count loads, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir, I do see here that you enter a sweepstakes to win an exclusive crew set kitchen set for $5.74. And sir, I do see that you was billed on December 9th for a total of $67.32.
Okay. Well, what that was, there was no sweepstakes on the site I was on. What I did was take a survey, and I mean, I took a survey, and they were going to. It actually just showed like one pot, but and I paid. All I was supposed to have to pay was the shipping. And I paid that, but then, which was $5.74. But then a few days later, like I said, on the 9th, I was charged with $67.32. So what's the charge for $67.32 for?
Okay, sir. What happened was when you entered the sweepstakes and you filled out a survey. What happened was after a few day trial period, you was enlisted into our membership, sir. And that $67.32 was a recurring membership, and then our charges monthly, sir.
Okay. Well, I didn't. First
sir.
Off, there was nothing. There was nothing there about a sweepstakes or a membership to anything. I don't want to be a member of whatever this is, but I'm sure as hell not going to pay $67 every month or something I don't even know anything about.
So, sir, what I can do for you, since it was in the terms and conditions, sir, what I can do for you, I can cancel the membership so you won't get any future charges towards your car. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Yeah, I'd cancel the membership for sure.
Okay, sir, can you please hold on for one moment as I get your cancellation number, okay?
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yeah.
It's going to be C263147.
You say 147?
Yes, sir. And the last three digits is going to be 318. And can you please repeat that to me so we can be on the same page?
All right. C263147318.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now the question is, what can I do to get my money back? Because there was nothing on this. There was nothing on this survey about any sweepstakes or membership to anything.
Okay, sir. Let me put up the terms and conditions for you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I type in Fairview Heights Police Department.
At Dear Hudson, we were able to listen to music in class and the crashing start. And the earbuds flash. And I was looking at someone. I was like trying to like do motions for like a pencil. And the earbuds flash.
Okay, sir, it says right here in the terms of conditions, it said congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We will select one customer out of 1,000 entries to win. By entering, you agree to pay $7.95 US dollars the day you place the order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be billed after 2 days to enter the main contest to win, and one contestant will be chosen out of 100 to win. Therefore, every 30 days, you will be entered to win for the price of $67.32 monthly, conveniently from your billing source to enter the sweepstakes, sir.
Okay, so I mean, but I didn't see that I didn't see it. I mean, sounds like a bunch of fine print somewhere that you can't.
Yes, sir.
Going to enter into any kind of sweepstakes or membership.
Yes, sir. I put it on the stand, but it was in the terms and conditions. At the bottom of the page.
Okay, so what can I do to get my money back?
Since it was a valid charge, sir, on my behalf, I can offer a 35% refund because it was a valid charge and you just was a little late on canceling the membership. So and I fully understand, sir, but as due courtesy on my behalf, sir, I can't give you a 35% refund. Because you did cancel the membership just a little late.
All right. So how about 50%?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I could do it on 50%. I just can put in my own employee discount and I can give you 50% back, sir. But in order for me to do that, you cannot hang up, because if you hang up, you have to if you hang up, sir, you will have to wait again for an agent to come and try to process again, and you might not get the same results. So what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to cancel it, and I'm going to issue a 50% refund due to it was a valid charge, sir.
All right. Well, if you can do that, that'd be good.
Okay. Please hold on for just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, sir. What I did for you, I did issue a 50% refund. Sir, it would take 3 to 5 business days for it to transfer back into your card. Did I get you your cancellation number already?
Yes, you did.
And sir, can you please repeat that for me so we can be on the same page?
C-263-147-318.
Okay, and you do understand it takes 3 to 5 business days for it to be transferred back to your card?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and may you have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye.